Dante.
Sorry, Dante.
Dante, is it Schwebel or?
Yeah.
Because I know the band, but I've never heard, since I've never been introduced to you, I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name.
I don't know either. It's either, I think it's Schwebel. I think that's like the technical way, but I've always said Schwebel. Schwebel? Excellent. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. There's a bread company called Schwebel's Bread. And I've
in Texas?
It's in Ohio, and they've been saying Schwebel, and I was like, man, I've been saying it wrong all these years.
Dude, you got to get some swag.
Yeah. Them. I would love to get some bread. I eat bread almost all the time.
What? You're from San Antonio, right?
Yeah, born and raised in Laredo, Texas. But
Laredo?
But which is on the border.
Yeah.
Just about 2 hours south of San Antonio. But spent probably another 12 years living in San Antonio, like my 20s. And
one thing I'm curious about, given, you know, your the bands that you've been in and led, mm-hmm. the band you're in now, you've got that whole kind of Texas roadhouse music just north of you, like Green, Texas.
Right.
All that. Is that, I mean, do you ever plug into any of that?
I love all that stuff. I mean, I like playing. I've played in Green Hall and done all mm-hmm. that stuff. Like, there's something about some of those Sir Douglas Quintet, Doug Somm, all that kind of, I don't know, it's kind of greasy country rock and roll, but it doesn't sound like that California Graham Parsons kind of thing. It's a completely different thing. It's really, I don't know, it's more
the Doug
tacos
Somm is
and
a great,
barbecue.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
a great, or Alejandro Escovedo kind
absolutely,
of thing.
Absolutely, man. I did a tour with him, known him for a long time. He's like a total godfather down there. He's really like, I learned a lot from him. Definitely.
Well, how did you hook up, with this band? I mean, were you and Patrick Hallahan, were you all like working something in Nashville and met each other? Or?
Patrick and I played in a band together 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. We played in Dan Auerbach's solo touring band.
Okay.
He did this solo record about 5 years ago. And Patrick and I played in that band. So we'd kind of been around the world together and in a bus and roommates in hotel rooms and stuff. Uh-huh. So I knew how to be in a band with him. And when this idea came about, Adrian Casado, who's the guitar player, him and I, mm-hmm. we grew up in Laredo, Texas. And I called him and said, I've got some material if you'd be interested. And I know the perfect drummer. I know how to live with him. He's that's the thing about, you might love a musician,
uh-huh.
you might have the same musical taste, but if you can't live together on the road, it's not worth it, man, you know?
He reminds me of the guy, the violin player in Kansas, though. You know what I'm talking about? You know?
Who does? Me? I do.
No!
Oh, I don't know.
No, Patrick Hallahan. That it was a 70s prog group. You heard of
Kansas.
I know the group. Yeah, the real long-haired dude.
Don't remember what they look like.
Weird.
Yeah.
So how's it work out? Were you in Casada? Were you guys, weren't y'all in a band together, or you just grew up together?
We grew up in the same town, but we went to the same schools and stuff. I didn't really know him very well. I just kind of knew of him because there's not a lot of musicians that come out, working musicians that come out of Laredo.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing some stuff with some of the guys from Wu-Tang Clan, and he would do stuff. Like, he went back to Prince on a couple of tours. So mm-hmm. being a musician from Laredo, doing some of those things, we always kept tabs on each other, and so some of these songs there were some like themes about growing up in South Texas. So I said, man, I think you'd be perfect for it, and you know, we hit it off right away. Patrick, I live in Nashville now, and I booked some time there at Dan Auerbach's studio, and he was like, I told Patrick and Adrian, I said, come up, you guys, they'd never met. I said, man, if you guys get along, then that's good, and then we'll record some songs. If they sound good, great. If they sound horrible, we'll bury it, and we'll tell everybody that, you know, we'll make sure nobody ever knows this happened.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's incredible stuff. You're getting tons of attention. I mean, did you expect this at any? I mean, y'all kind of becoming a big deal.
It wasn't expected. We did. We kind of took everything one step at a time. Like, maybe, all right, let's write some songs and see how far we can go. Maybe we can make a record. And at this point, it's kind of wild. I mean, like, we certainly didn't expect to be touring this much and doing some of the promotional stuff. It's been really fun. And mm-hmm. hopefully it's a testament to maybe the songs. People like the songs. And that's the kind of thing a lot of people have been asking us about. You know, you're going to do another record. If people want more music, then yeah, we find time for it, you mm-hmm. know?
What, being from San Antonio, I mean, obviously, the stereotype, you know, younger Texas sound is all Austin. But you're coming out of San, Laredo, a border town. We got Nuevo Laredo, pretty rough town.
Right, yeah.
You're in Nashville now. Is it, are all these things kind of coming together and stuff you draw from? What's it like being in Nashville where you've got some really divergent currents?
Yeah, well, Nashville, I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's very similar, and I think what was kind of beneficial for this record and maybe for what we're trying to achieve was there was a uniqueness to it. There's so many bands, like you said, from Austin. There's so much mm-hmm. music history that comes from there. It was nice to maybe bring in a new character that maybe people aren't used to hearing, a voice or a sound or a perspective from South Texas border. It was kind mm-hmm. of what we were going for. Like, I've never heard that record, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the Nashville record, I've heard the Austin record, I've heard the LA records. We've never heard a South Texas border town record, you know?
It's interesting. I mean, even the cover shot from your album, it's kind of got this, like, you know, these three guys with the big sun. It's kind of got that whole Southwest feel about it. I mean, that's kind of the vibe.
Absolutely.
I mean, I hate that word, but it's a right word.
Yeah, it's a good word. That's it. It's just trying to translate a mood and sonically you can get that mood together, that vibe, and with the artwork, you know, it's all tried to be cohesive as much as possible. But, you know, some of these things, like, you know, at the end of the day, I can't shake it. I'm going to wear boots and I have this belt buckle, ridiculous, and I don't know anything else, you know what I mean?
Well, but that's not totally foreign to Nashville. I got to ask you,
right.
How long have you lived in Nashville now?
Almost 4 years.
So you've eaten at Arnold's?
I have eaten at Arnold's, yeah. It's great.
Have you had the chocolate pie with the chocolate pepper pie?
I don't think I've had
that.
Dude,
no. You got to go on a Thursday.
Okay.
It's excellent. Okay. Now, you're not becoming an SEC Vanderbilt fan or anything like that, are you?
No.
You're not becoming a la-di-da, you know, West Nashville girl kind of guy.
Not at all, man. I'm a Spurs fan, and I'm going to be a defending champ for another 300 days.
And maybe with LeBron going back north, you may get to do it a few more times.
Oh, man, I love it. I love how everybody got worse, and we re-signed everybody. That's what I want.
Man, hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, of course.
An absolute treat to meet you.
Thank you, Scott.
It's always fun to put an actual person with this great sound.
Yeah.
And I've heard your stuff for a lot of years now, and I really like it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.